Hello, this is Shelley Entine, and I am going to give you my take on the Capricorn new moon arriving on January 2nd of 2022. And in the Eastern time zone, it will be coming in at 1:33 p.m. And I did want to say, just in glancing at the chart, I was very happy to see that it really looks like a positive start for our year, and I'll tell you why. But I also want to mention that we are in 2022, a year that is characterized as a number 6, 2, 2, and 2, but also holds the 22, which is a master number. And the 6 is a much more gentle year than the last couple of years we have been in, the 5 and the 4. And we are looking at a Venus energy, really. So it's more involved with relationship, harmony, beauty, the Libra qualities. We may also be focused on manifesting things in the world because of the relationship to Taurus energy. But we are going to be less agitated for some wonderful reason. And, you know, there may be work to do with relationships too, though, of course, because we are still, as this new moon comes in and the year begins, in a Venus retrograde conjunct Pluto. And so we are probably determining things about where our worthiness is being fed and where it isn't, and acting appropriately to allow our own self-worth to be honored by ourselves, and especially if it isn't being honored by others, you know. We are in that cycle of learning about energy, so learning what energies are supportive and what energies are willing to support your positivity is extremely important now. The sun and the moon join at 12 degrees of Capricorn. So wherever that is in your birth chart, that is where the new moon energy falls for you, suggesting that you're on a path in that realm and also in the sense of Capricorn, which is about our ambitious goals, our desire for achievement, and it's very appropriate to have a new moon begin a new calendar year. This new moon is also in the conjunction to the asteroid Juno, who is the wife of the god, the great god, Jupiter, and is very concerned with the issues of marriage, but also at this point in time, extremely concerned with the issues of women's rights. So here we have that in the sign of the government and the cultural consensus with our new moon. And Juno is sort of between, actually literally almost between, the moon-sun conjunction and Venus retrograding. So she is definitely also conjunct Venus, who is conjunct Pluto. So if you take it all together, you know that this is a time to set your goals for enhancing whatever you need to achieve in terms of serious relationship energies and the idea of your emerging, even if you're a man, honoring of the divine feminine qualities. And this actual sign of Capricorn is an earth sign, which we consider a feminine quality, earth and water. And we do wonder, some of us astrologers, why we do not have the representation of Capricorn in the form of a feminine goddess of some sort. So, you know, keep your eyes on the field, because there's going to be some, there is more than one group and more than one place that are going to be moving and moving ahead on the idea of bringing the divine feminine into places where culturally she has not been accepted before. So we're looking at the acceptance in public position on very high levels, but also in terms of the cultural idea of who gets to be the messenger of God. All right, so this is a very auspicious, I feel, new moon, because the group in Capricorn are in sextile to Neptune, all of the group, because they are sort of connecting each other. And that is bringing them into the more spiritual zone, the compassion zone. They are also sextile Pallas Athena, another asteroid goddess, the wisdom warrior. And so we are seeing the connection here that brings us to that idea of, will they start ordaining female priests in the Catholic Church or female rabbis in the Jewish tradition, etc. So it will be interesting to see that this is going to be part of the thrust of the year, and the moon and sun are trine Uranus in Taurus. Taurus also the sign of Venus, and a retrograde going back over what we could be changing in the mundane world and also in the realm of finance associated with all of this. We also have Mars in Sagittarius and an asteroid goddess in Sagittarius, Vesta. And they are not conjunct, but they are both very demonstrative of their passion for something that they believe should be held sacred. So I'm just seeing a lot of the Mars is sextile to the Saturn in Aquarius also. Saturn, the ruler of the Capricorn energy now, that is of the new moon, bringing in new ideas, methods, structures for the future. So it's quite really positive in most ways, this new moon. We have Mercury at zero Aquarius for the new moon. And this is trine the last gasp of the North Node in Gemini. So we could begin to think and get new information. And we could get out of our old beliefs, Saturn sextile, Mercury sextile, the South Node in Sagittarius. So it's kind of wonderful. We have a new Jupiter energy, 0 degrees of Pisces, also expanding in the area of beliefs and understanding, especially, and compassion, and having a desire to move energy towards helping those who have not been of a high status or need help, right? And that Jupiter is exactly square the nodes, so it is also what we need to look toward, this expansion, in a good way. We don't want to expand the negative Pisces if we can help it, but, you know, naturally that will also come in at times. But staying to the spiritual and the creative and the compassion mode will help us move forward. This is what this position is telling us. So we have Chiron direct in Aries, and Chiron is in a square to the Moon-Sun conjunction, but is in a trine to Mars and Sag, the 8 degrees of Aries. One of the things that we don't hear, I think, enough about when we think about Chiron is that he wasn't just a wounded healer. He doesn't only show us where our wounds are. And the wounds in Aries are interesting because they are the wounds of not being accepted as the individual self, and therefore becoming wounded by either being angry and aggressive or receiving anger and aggression. Now, Chiron was also the great teacher and healer himself. You know, he was such the great teacher that he had as students solar heroes like Hercules. And some say, I don't know how this was happening, but some say also Alexander the Great. Now, learning from the great teacher, we could be moving forward in how to use Aries wisely also. And Aries is a sign of leadership. And if it's coming from the passion to be a healing service and teacher of others, then that is a great way to be a leader in this world. If it's not coming from a selfishness, of an anger, of a desire to be first and aggrandize the self, which is often, unfortunately, something that happens because people are coming from a wound to the self. So once again, I will mention that we are able to focus our energies and our thoughts into the positive realms. So that's a positive realm we can focus our thoughts on, is to be having not just ourselves, but many others inspired by the great teacher and healer, Chiron, in the sign of Aries. We do still have a Saturn-Uranus square. We are still experiencing change and the resistance to change. So, this is something to remember. Also, the asteroid goddess Ceres, in the last couple of degrees of Taurus here, she's at 28 Taurus, which is a Pleiades focus and also a fixed star of a rather difficult nature. She reminds us about the need to feed the children and take care of the planet. And she is trine the Venus-Pluto conjunction and Mercury in Aquarius. So once again, this is a new moon. We set intentions. So let's take all those positive ideals and ideas, how they may focus into our own personal lives, how we may focus the energy of new moon intentions also for our collective, particularly a Capricorn new moon. And let's start the new year right. And that's what I had to say about this Capricorn new moon. And I'll say goodbye for now.